Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from the fabulous Cook's Warehouse in Fashionable East Cobb with our very special guest chef today. He is Chef Matt South, who is also the manager. He wears many hats and looks good in all of them, as you will see as we post the pictures later on after the show. He is working, kind of doing two things. He's finishing up his caramelized onion and goat cheese porchetta. He's also got a kale and Tuscan white bean soup working. This man is a dervish in the kitchen. And, of course, next hour, right after the break, we will be joined by none other than the man himself, Larry Thomas. And you'll go, who? How about this? No soup for you! Yes, the soup Nazi will be here. He's got a great cookbook, but he's here with Jameson Carson. You know what a great name, Jameson.
That is a pretty great name.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll bet he's popular at parties. Who's bringing the Jameson? Anyway, Jameson Carson is the CEO of the original Soup Man Soup Company, who's in town with Larry, the Soup Nazi, and they're going to be here today to talk about their wonderful line of soups and the actual character himself. We're going to talk about Al. I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name, but he was a guy that the Soup Nazi character was kind of designed after. But anyway, they'll all be in the second hour. Chef Matt, I'll tell you what, you are, now we were ready to go, and you did what? You said, nope. You pulled a holdo on me. Nope. Why? Why couldn't we just grab one right away? You had to say, we're missing an ingredient.
We're missing the parsley on here.
Yeah, I hear you. Really?
You eat with your eyes first.
Oh, here we go. Another one of these people. Oh, my God.
I promise you. Jeff Eric's a smart guy.
Yeah. No. See, you do not say that on this show. That is not true. When either of us are not here, the other one disses. It is part of the show. But you're going to have a picture. This is a great. Now, this should be great for parties.
Great for parties.
Yeah, Super Bowl party. Like, Super Bowl's coming up.
It is.
Have your ice cold Bud Light and your. Don't look at me like, are you kidding me? You're a beer snob, too?
No, I'm not a beer snob.
Oh, good. Thank God. Because I liked you. There were so many things I liked about you. But then you started going all holdo on me. And it was like, oh, my God. Anyway, back to your soup. The sandwich. These are little finger sandwiches that look awesome.
Yes. They taste even better than they look. So.
And those onions caramelize up pretty cool, don't they?
Yeah.
That's a neat little effect. I was just, someone had sent it to me because I'd put out a request. Does anybody know how to caramelize onions faster? One person said, yeah, turn up the heat to about 450, 500 degrees. No, that's not going to caramelize. But they sent it, and so I did the research and was studying about this French chemist that did it. You know, I wonder about people sometimes, man. It bothers me, Chef. Who sits around and thinks, I wonder if I put the baking soda in the onions? And I will have a caramelized onion quicker. Really? Uh-oh, what are you doing now?
I'm going to add just a little bit of wine to this, just for a little bit of acidity.
What in the world was that?
That's our chirpy wine pour. So you pour and it chirps at you. It's a little great little bird, fun little gadget for parties.
I mean, you guys have everything here. And I'm looking over to our engineer, who part of his job description is he must take pictures and he must sample first. And so he gives you a hearty thumbs up on the goat cheese, bacon, and caramelized onion porchetta. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
Man. I'm going to wait for my soup because I want to dip it. Are you a dipper?
I am a dipper. I do full-heartedly believe in dipping.
Well, we're back online again. We're back on track. We're with Chef Matt South. He is, of course, the chef extraordinaire here at the Cook's Warehouse East Cobb. He's also the manager. And another thing, crackers or no crackers in your soup?
Crackers in my soup?
Oh, my God. Take it. Strip him of his soup card. That's just not. No. What do you mean? You actually eat soup without crackers in your soup?
I'll dip a cracker in my soup.
Oh, my God. Do you eat it with your pinky extended, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what. We're going to pull your soup card. You pull your soup card.
No soup for you.
That's right. That you take, I mean, you get a big box, 4 sleeves of saltines. I prefer the Nabisco saltines, whatever saltines you want to get. And you take a handful at a time, and with my manly hand, I crush them like a man. and I pour them into the soup. And that takes a soup from a very loosey-goosey, sloppy mess to a more soupy, stewy, mushy soup that adds depth and weight and heft to your soup. And you actually will eat soup without crackers. That's just not right.
I eat soup without crackers. I'm a purist. I want to taste what the soup tastes like. Now, I already know what saltine crackers taste like.
No. It's a myth. You taste the soup. Now, I will say, all right, do you eat your French onion soup with the toasted bread and lots of cheese and the onions on top?
Yes.
You don't taste the soup.
You do taste the soup.
Ergo, you do with saltines, too. I am telling you. I'm going to have to. Soup card's gone. Okay, so you're finishing up the soup.
Finishing up the soup. It's going to take about maybe 10 more minutes. We're simmering the whole concoction we have here for 15 minutes and letting all those flavors come out. And once we've done that, then we're going to add some herbs de Provence. Some...
The who?
Herbs de Provence.
Oh, okay, hold on. The herbs de Provence. You know when you got into the word, it just doesn't sound right. So, okay, what's in herbs de Provence?
Herbs de Provence is a great little blend of a lot of different things. This one's got...
Okay, we're sniffing the... I'm glad the cops aren't here. Oh, yeah, very complex.
Yes. Very much. So it adds a very interesting flavor to the whole soup.
Now, a lot of soups, a lot of things use herbs de Provence, especially in, obviously, French cooking.
Yes, they do.
Now, I notice you're getting ready to throw kale into your soup.
I am going to throw kale into
your soup. Now, can I have it before the kale?
No.
See?
You've got to have, I promise you this, it doesn't matter how much you hate kale and love saltines. It's okay.
Do you have any saltines, by the way?
I don't have any saltines. This is the Cook's Warehouse. We'd be making our own crackers. Come on here.
That's true.
So the kale adds that depth, that meatiness to the soup, that you don't miss the meat whatsoever in this soup.
I'm sorry, Matt. I am a carnivore. See these pointed teeth in the front of my mouth? Those are called incisors. We were given those so we can rip and shred and not kale. If we were going to eat kale soup with beans, what we would do is we'd have all dull teeth. You know, we'd look like cows, and we'd just munch and munch and munch and graze, and we'd be vegetarian. But that's okay. It does smell, because of the herbs and the spices that you're putting in this thing, the smell is through the roof. The kale just, no.
I promise you.
All right.
You're the chef. You got to give the kale time. Give the kale a chance. Be mean to your kale.
Do you know what we could do?
Maybe kale doesn't like you either.
Put a fist. Oh, it doesn't. Trust me, it doesn't. And I won't tell you how I know that. But let's hear it for kale. Let's hear it for kale. We could start this big chant here. Kale Lives Matter. We could start a whole new movement. KLM.
Everyone from Whole Foods will just come on over.
That's right. Kale Lives Matter. There we have it. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. We're having so much fun today with Chef Matt South of the Cook's Warehouse. You know, Matt, we've gone through almost a full hour of the show already. We're having fun. You've got to promise we're going to do this more often.
We will definitely do this more often.
Because this is just... Now, talk about some of the classes real quick. You've got some classes coming up after the... this would be... Of course, the classes for today, the 23rd, are gone.
Right.
But you've got classes coming up for the 30th. All throughout the week, you got just classes.
We've got classes about every subject you could think of: baking, having parties, sushi, pasta, a Meyer Lemon class. I personally, if you want to take from who I believe is the best instructor at Cook's Warehouse.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't teach.
That's probably a good thing. I can promise you that.
Yeah, but you'd have some great crock pot cooking. I guarantee it.
I teach our Big Green Egg 101 because I am an egghead for life, and our knife skills class. And so we've got a couple of those coming up. I've got one coming up on the 25th of February, Big Green Egg 101, because the January one sold out, oversold. And then I've got a knife skills coming up on the 8th of March and another Big Green Egg 101 on the 19th.
A couple great classes. Now, I haven't taken either one of your classes. I would enjoy both of them. I think I've got to try to sneak over one day for your Knife 101 class.
Please do. You're invited. I invited you years ago.
I know, and I've wanted to take it, but you know what the schedule's like, especially with our other show. What's your point? The political and more, it's political, but it's also kind of what's going on today around the country. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very upbeat, very intense and fun show with the same kind of format that's every Wednesday on Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R, on, of course, the website. And you can go to our website, What's Your Point, and get the information. But today we're here celebrating food, fun, and celebrating the good life. This is a ton of fun hanging out with Chef Matt in his kitchen at his Cook's Warehouse, where he holds court almost daily right here at the wonderful, wonderful Cook's Warehouse East Cobb. There are three exciting locations. This is East Cobb, right next to Whole Foods. Taking it to the streets of Marietta.